righteous Father, we bless your name for this time. We thank you for the blessing of a new day. Thank you for the blessing of a new month. We worship your name, O Lord, we exalt you. Father, we lift you up higher. You are good, you are kind unto us, O Lord, we worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful month. O Lord, we worship you. Thank you, Father. O Lord, we worship your majesty. We lay our crown and we worship you. We declare you are God and you are God forevermore. We honor you. For you, the Lord, you are gracious. You are glorious. We thank you for your mercy, for your kindness. O Lord, we worship you for provision, for protection, and for the greater things that you, the Lord, you still have in store for us in this new month. We worship your name. And Father, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that this month of September be filled with your goodness for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Today is Tuesday, the 1st of September, 2026. Let me be the first to wish you happy new month. The blessings of the Lord is upon your life. I want you to thank the name of the Lord for his mercy, for his grace upon you. I want you to honor him for his kindness over your life. Thank him for his love that is greater than the love of any man. Worship the name of the Lord. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over your life, declare over the month of September, that I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me into this month of September and makes every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare the grace of the Lord upon the month of September for me. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every form of evil that is programmed into this month. You will not manifest over my life. In the name of Jesus, I silence every whisper of failure, every whisper of sickness, every whisper of diseases, every whisper of defeat in this month of September. I silence you permanently. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the standard of the Lord over every day in this month of September, from the first day to the last day of this month. The grace of God is made available unto me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am an overcomer. I live a victorious life through the blood of Jesus. I embrace the supernatural grace. I embrace the mercy of the Lord for this month of September. I embrace supernatural favor in hard places, in difficult situations. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I cast down every imagination, every thought that wants to exalt itself against the word of the Lord over my life in this month. I cast you down in the name of Jesus. Every storm that the enemy may want to put up in this month of September, I declare that the Spirit of the Lord raise standard against them. The Lord silence every roaring of the proud waters. In the name of Jesus, I am secured in his grace. I am secured by his mercy. In the name of Jesus, this month of September, I call forth angelic activity on my behalf. In the name of Jesus, I command everything that is not planted by the Lord Jesus in this month of September, I root you out. I command you to be rooted out. In the name of Jesus, for the month of September, I receive fresh anointing from his presence. In the name of Jesus, I release the fire of Holy Ghost upon any altar of evil, altar of wickedness that has been erected into the month of September. I release the fire of Holy Ghost upon you. The fire of Holy Ghost consume you in the name of Jesus. In this month of September, I walk in new levels of grace, new level of favor for influence. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every false prophecy, every evil word spoken into the month of September. I cancel you. I speak the word of grace, the word of favor, the word of blessing into my month of September. I declare the lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. The favor of the Lord is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I rise above every trap of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, I claim sudden miracles and unexpected favors. In the name of Jesus, sudden favors, unexpected blessings, I receive them this month. In the name of Jesus, I walk in a favor that cannot be explained by human knowledge. In the name of Jesus, I receive out of that which the Lord has prepared for those that diligently seek Him. That which eyes have not seen, that which ears have not heard, that which has not entered into the heart of men, I receive them today. I receive supernatural favor that cannot be explained. In the name of Jesus, I speak divine solution over every impossible cases that will appear in the month of September. In the name of Jesus, I arise today by the grace of the Lord. I arise today in the strength of the Lord. I call forth the goodness of God upon my life. I call forth the grace of God upon me. In the name of Jesus, this month of September, the Lord grant me speed and accuracy. In the name of Jesus, I break every resistance of the wicked that is blocking me from my going forward. I break them. In the name of Jesus, I arise today in the word of the Lord and I legislate over the month of September. Oh, I legislate blessing, favor, mercy as my portion. In the name of Jesus, every evil word that is spoken into this month, you will not stand. For the word of God says, there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. There is no enchantment, no divination that will stand over my life in this month of September. In the name of Jesus, I declare I have dominion. I call forth multiple favor. I call forth multiple grace for my season. In the name of Jesus, I arise in the power of the Lord and I do exploits. I declare that my preservation and that of my household is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let me quickly pray for those that their birthday is in the month of September. If your birthday falls within the month of September, from the 1st of September to the 30th of September, let me be the first to wish you happy birthday. For those that are born today and in any other day in the month of September, happy birthday. I declare that this chapter is sponsored by the grace of God for you. In the name of Jesus, you arise into your prophetic destiny. In the name of Jesus, the siege of darkness over your life is over. The siege of wickedness over your life is over. In the name of Jesus, the Lord grants you dominion. I call forth into your season multiple grace, multiple favor. The mercy of the Lord becomes your portion. The mercy of the Lord becomes your identity. In the name of Jesus, I declare, in the name of Jesus, every resistance of the enemy around your going forward is broken. You are no longer delayed. The blessings of the Lord is upon you. This chapter that you entered in, you experienced God in another dimension. In the name of Jesus, every idol of wickedness around your life is consumed by the fire of Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I speak divine solution into your season. I speak divine favor into your life. I speak divine grace upon you. I speak grace into your life. This new year that you are entering, you enjoy the goodness of the Lord in a different level. In the name of Jesus, it is well with you. Once again, happy birthday. The Lord bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want to welcome you to this month of September. The grace of God is upon your life. Let me say this to you, that this month of September, let it be a month that you are going to tighten up your belt and you are going to pray. Let it be your month of prayer from the first day to the last day. Let it be a month that you are going to invest in your life through prayer. Let it be your month of investment of prayer. I'm not saying that you are going to stay at once every day. You do 12 hours, 30 hours, 10 hours. No, but I'm saying commit yourself in entering into your secret place and communicate with God. Listen to me, beloved. When you speak, nothing happens. But when the Lord speaks on your behalf, everything happens. Every other thing answers to the voice of the Lord. They might not answer to you because you are man. But when God speaks on your behalf, every other thing bows for the voice of the Lord. So enter into your secret place in this month of September and continue to speak. Listen and let Him speak concerning your life. I want to encourage you. Let September be your month of prayer. As far as we are concerned in this ministry, September is going to be our month of continuous prayer. The Spirit of the Lord brought it to my remembrance that last year, September, what we examined was from the book of Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Call upon me and I will answer thee, and I will show you great and mighty things which you don't know. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. That is the word we observe. And it was truly a time of prayer almost all through the month of September. So going forward, this month of September is going to be a month that will call forth on the name of the Lord. By the grace of God, this month of September, our anchor scripture, our point of prayer is going to be from the book of Psalm 121. And we are going to be standing on the verse 1 and verse 2. Of course, we are going to stay on the whole Psalm. It has 8 verses. We are going to be staying on the whole of Psalm 121. But I want you to focus on verse 1 and verse 2 and make it a point of prayer. I say this concerning your life, that this month of September, help is coming for you in the name of Jesus. The Lord is going to be timely and timeless concerning your help in the name of Jesus. Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2. I will lift up my eyes unto the Lord, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and the earth. Verse 1 says, I lift up my eyes unto the hill, from whence comes my help. My help cometh from the Lord, my help will come. Verse 1 says, I lift up my eyes unto the east, from whence cometh my help. If you go to Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 33, the scripture says, truly in vain is salvation hoped from the hills and from the multitude of mountains. Truly in the Lord our God is salvation of Israel. I want you to listen to that very well. Listen again. Verse 1 of Psalm 121 says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 23 is telling us that truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of mountains. Truly in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. So looking up onto the hills or looking up onto the hands of men, salvation is not going to come from you. Help is not going to come from you. But you look up onto the Lord God that will commit to the heart of men, that will move the hands of men to dip their hands into their treasure and be a blessing unto you. Listen, goodness is not coming from men to you. It's coming from God through men to you. It's coming from God to you. So we are going to be lifting up our eyes unto the Lord, and we are going to call for help. Lift up your eyes unto the Lord. The Father above all is the Father above all. He will send help unto you this season. He's going to send help unto you. Go through this month of September establishing the promises of God upon your life through prayer. Call to reality the fulfillment of his words upon your life. You have received so many prophecies. You have received so many promises. You have been to so many places and prophecies has been released unto you. But this month of September, I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and enforce the fulfillment of your prophecy. Enforce the fulfillment of his blessings upon your life. Let this month be a month that you are going to stand and you are going to war in prayer. You are going to present yourself before the Lord, for he has said, it is he, the Lord your God, that teaches your hand to make war and your fingers to battle. You stand before him and enforce the fulfillment of your promises. Break away the siege of delay, the tactics of the enemy to hold you down from attaining to the promises of God. This month you are going to ask for the help of the Lord. You are going to ask for his mercy, that his help will be your identity, that the mercy of the Lord will be your identity. I speak the word of the Lord. I speak the blessings of the Lord upon your life as you go this month of September. This month of September, there is a special help for you. Help in difficult places. Help in impossible situations. The Lord is going to send help for you in the name of Jesus. You have looked around and no man is ready to help you. And no man is ready to arise for you. Psalm 3 verse 2 says that many are they that say of me that there is no help for me from the Lord. Verse 3 now says, but you, O Lord, you are a shield for me, the glory and the lifter up of my head. It doesn't matter what men have said concerning you. Help is coming for you from the Lord in the name of Jesus. This month, your life will not produce the wrong evidence. In the name of Jesus, your life becomes the evidence of God's help. people will say about you that surely this is the one that the Lord has helped. They are going to say about me that surely that this is the man that the Lord has helped. In the name of Jesus, your life conforms to the goodness of God, to the glory of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. For the glory of the Lord is upon your life. You will enjoy the help of the Lord all around, in the name of Jesus. Yes, I know there are some people that they have not received any form of help in their life. They've not received meaningful help. This month of September is going to be different for you. It's going to be different for you. The Lord will mobilize major help in your season, in the name of Jesus. Major help for you, help that you have never experienced. The Lord is sending it across your way, in the name of Jesus. You will enjoy the help of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare you enjoy divine recommendation for sudden help, in the name of Jesus. The power of the Lord will work alignment of all things on your behalf. Alignment for help, in the name of Jesus. The power that be in this present world, they will serve God's interest over your life. They will serve the interest of God for your lifting, in the name of Jesus. I don't know where you are, but the power that be in that organization, in that nation, in that country, wherever it is that you are, the power that be there, they will serve the interest of God for your help, for your lifting, in the name of Jesus. Today, you receive help for alignment, help for sustenance, help for arrangement of good things on your behalf, in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord, the process of shame and disgrace is destroyed over your life, in the name of Jesus. Process that will end in shame and disgrace is stopped. Whatever process that the wicked has put into place that will end into shame and disgrace for you, the Lord stop it, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare over your hands will not be shutting in your season of harvest. Your strength will not be taken away, in the name of Jesus. Your decision will not take you out of your alignment of help, in the name of Jesus. You, as for you in this month of September, I say on your behalf, you are not available for shameful story and shameful experiences. I say it concerning myself. I am not available for shameful story and shameful experiences, in the name of Jesus. You enjoy victory ahead of every confrontation. Even before they come, the Lord grants you victory, in the name of Jesus. The Lord do for you in a moment what has never been done in years. What has always taken others years to get, the Lord do it for me in a moment. The Lord do it for you in a moment, in the name of Jesus. I declare over your life, the Lord arrange your steps to meet your ordained human agent of help for your prophecy to be fulfilled. The Lord orchestrate your meeting with your ordained agent of help, in the name of Jesus. This month, you enjoy the help of the Lord in all dimension, all round, in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. The blessings of the Lord is upon you. The grace of the Lord is upon your life. You are blessed. I put the blessings of the Lord upon your life as you go in this month of September. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, I want to remind you of the coming of the Lord Jesus. Prepare yourself for his coming. Remember that your only way to life, your only way to everlasting help is the Lord Jesus. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And once again, let me wish you Happy New Month. God bless you.